The Columbia Workshop presents a dramatic program about the blues.
What kind of blues, mister?
All kinds of blues. Some that were played a long time ago and sound like this.
Those kind are all right, but me, I like the big-sounding ones. You know, full-like.
Like this, perhaps?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, as I said, today you'll hear about all kinds of blues. The script the workshop has chosen to present is called Midnight Blue, and it was written by James Caleb Beach. The story starts in a deserted bar. Any deserted bar, anywhere in these United States. Deserted, that is, except for two men. That's all you have to know now. The rest you'll find out presently.
What are you playing, Mr. Piano Player?
My name's Eddie, and I'm playing the blues.
What kind of blues?
Just blues.
I heard songs called blues. The St. Louis blues don't go like that.
These blues ain't like the St. Louis blues. You'll probably never hear these blues again.
Look, pal, a tune has got to have a name.
If you have to have a name, we'll call these the Vagrancy Blues. Or the Wanderlust Blues, or anything you want.
Vagrancy Blues?
Anything you feel like calling them. I play them, you name them.
You don't look like a vagrant.
It isn't the way I look, the way I feel. The blues are the way we all feel sometimes.
Now won't you pick 'em up and lay 'em down? Pick 'em up and lay 'em down. Not dust from each town is on my shoes.
Didn't you ever feel like that?
Sure, but don't bother me. I just take another drink.
Well, feeling like that gets me to playing and singing.
Can't use your thumb when you're a bum. Can't use your thumb when you're a bum. Your feet all hum, all the hell I'm a blue.
But still, you aren't a bum. So why Vagrancy Blues?
Just because I was thinking about traveling around and the feeling I have about traveling.
Somebody told me that travel was an education.
It sure gets you wise to the ways of the world.
From what you said, you must have written these blues.
No, I didn't write them. I just feel them.
What's the difference? You're the guy who dreams them up.
Somebody else helped me dream these up. They have a lot of guys in them.
You talk the way you play. I don't know what either's about.
You ever been on the bum?
I should say not.
I was. So were other guys.
Friends of yours?
Yeah, some of them.
Why did you go on the bum?
Because of the blues. I felt like it, that's all.
Does a guy enjoy being no good?
A guy can feel no good without being no good. Sometimes living makes you feel that you're no good.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe if I tell you a little story about a friend of mine, you'll understand.
Now won't you pick him up and lay him down? Pick him up and lay him down. Oh, dust from each town is on my shoes.
Say, mister, do trucks often stop here for gas at your station?
Nah, not many this late at night. Why?
Not many, huh?
No.
I just thought I'd get a lift tonight, that's all.
Get a lift where, kid?
West. I want to get on tonight if I can. Funny, when I started, I thought I'd like to see the country. But now I just want to get out of the place where I'm at. I don't like the place where I'm stopped. I seem to be figuring that the next time might be a better place. All along the line, I seem to think that.
Running away from something in any of these towns?
Ah, but that's the way it feels. I could be running away, and nobody'd act any different. You try to work and get some change, and you're treated like a convict or something.
Why do you stay like a convict?
Because that's the way you get the feeling about it.
Oh.
So you just shove on.
I got something here to protect me from convicts. See this wrench?
Huh?
Never used this one on repaired jobs. I keep it right here. Makes good blackjack. I only used it on a kid about your age once. I knocked the side of his face in with one blow. Swung from here, and he went down in a heap. Like lightning. Like lightning, it pulled him over.
All I wanted was to sit here for a few minutes and hope a truck would pull up. Guy stuck on the road after dark.
It's against company rules to allow bums to hang around the station. Even if it wasn't, I'd make my own rules about it.
Do I look like a guy who'd rob you?
Can't tell nowadays. So get going, you young tramp.
From each town is on my shoes.
Well, maybe that'll help you understand the blues.
Well, I don't know.
You ever been in love?
Lots of times.
Do you ever think about certain girls when you think about certain songs?
Yeah. Some songs mean a certain night with a certain girl.
Well, blues sometimes make me think of a kid who fell in love with my piano.
With you or the piano?
The piano. I was on the road playing College Town. One night out west, I looked up from the keyboard, and there is the most beautiful female in the world. I was working alone between sets when she walked up to me and said,
"Hello, my name's Ann."
"Hello, mine's Eddie."
"You were playing with your eyes closed."
"I wish I'd kept them open. How long have you been standing there?"
"Since you began the last number."
"Do you like it?"
"Oh, yes. Was the whole thing ad-lib?"
"Well, I have it worked out, but I only started with that and tried to improvise around it."
"I heard you one night in Chicago when you had the same solo. You played it differently. Do you always do it that way?"
"No. Sometimes you feel that what you're doing is lost on your listeners and you strive for something they'll like. Tonight, I guess I just didn't care."
"Was that the reason for your going open to the blues?"
"I suppose so. You like blues?"
"Yes. I find myself singing to them. I wrote some myself once. They were based on yours."
"And mine are based on other people. Could I hear your blues?"
"These I wrote only mean things to me. You wouldn't even know what they're about."
I'm through here in about an hour. Is there someplace we could go?"
"If you really want to. All our crowd is going to a roadhouse on the other side of town. You could come along."
"Just tell me where it is and I'll be there. You know, you're the first girl..." "
you. I'm glad you really showed up.
Isn't there someplace we could go to get away from this mob?
There's nobody sitting in that end booth. Will that do?
Yeah, let's go over. Please move over so I can sit next to you.
All right. Sorry.
Thanks.
What did you want to say?
Just wanted to talk with you. Don't you like to talk?
Yes. But I'd rather hear you play.
Why did you talk to me tonight?
Because I like your piano. I've liked it ever since I first heard your records. My brother brought some home when he came from New York one summer.
When was that?
When I was 16. About a month before I came up here to college. I still have the records over at the house. All the girls like them, but I'm the one who goes for the blues.
Would you be interested in hearing how those blues happen to be recorded?
No.
Oh?
Just that they mean an awful lot to me right now in a sort of abstract way, and I'd hate to have the spell broken. I don't even think of you as the man who plays them.
I don't play them often. Those records had a special release. But I'm happy that I played them tonight.
Why?
Because a wonderful young gal walked right up to the piano and started to talk with me.
That's nice of you.
I can be nice. One thing that makes me act that way is the company and comfort of a girl like you. Right now, you relax me.
Do I?
Yeah. The guy needs relaxation.
I've never been told I was relaxing.
Look, could we stretch this into breakfast?
Oh, I don't think so. Even on dance nights, we have a deadline on checking in. Only seniors can get away with that late stuff, so I'll have to wait until next year.
This is only your third year, or is it?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Isn't that bad?
No, not bad. You're still a kid.
But a kid who likes your piano.
But it's me, a guy who plays that piano. Don't you see that?
Yes, but as I said, that music doesn't seem to be a part of this. I mean, sitting, talking with you.
You don't see it, then?
Could you please play some more?
For breakfast?
No, that's out.
I don't think I want to play.
Please.
Okay, I'll play. I'm sorry.
Sorry about what?
Sorry for myself, I guess. Come on.
Well, and if I don't see you again tonight, I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Then, according to that story about the girl, the blues are a kind of a mood.
Yeah. Mood plus a thought. But what I'm telling you is only about the blues. It isn't the blues.
You play the blues. What can I tell from hearing them?
I play the blues, yeah. Other people play and sing the blues, too. Gal singers. Heard in clubs that sell rotten liquor. And are so dark that you wouldn't know your own brother if he were at the end of the bar. People who use music to talk about the thoughts they have.
Frustrated artists?
Artists? Maybe. Guys who go out after hours and play and listen to music. Guys who throw their whole week's pay to some singer so they can hear more. Usually people you remember in some vague way. People you've known or people you've heard about who have died when their idea was half expressed.
Why dead?
Because dead people have made the blues. I got a story to tell about one young musician I knew. It happened a long time ago. He was one of the most...
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, thanks. I want to keep my horn with me. Supposed to meet some musicians. They're waiting for the band here to finish. You seen any hungry-looking fellows carrying instruments?
Well, there's some fellows sitting at the band table over at the left.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I see them. Hello, guys. Benny told me he was meeting you here and suggested I come over.
Hey, kid, what are you doing east of Davenport in north of Kansas City?
Blew into Chicago yesterday, Eddie. Came up to play a date at some new club, but the guy who owned it got killed last night, and flowers for the opening go to the funeral, I guess. Well, I was the greatest blues piano player in the world.
Fine, kid. You know all the guys? Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
The kid who's been playing so much horn around KC for the last year or so.
Oh, yeah.
Benny tried to get him up for that record date we had with Bessie last month, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Kid, this is Sam.
Hiya.
Little boy and that sleepy character packing the tenor sax is Kid Rosso.
Hello, fellas. I explained to Benny that I ain't ready for work with guys like you yet, but yeah, I'm sure glad to meet you.
See, you brought the cornet along.
Yeah, I need work. And when I saw Benny today, he said something could be fixed up if enough guys around this town heard me. Well, a broom is what I expect to get, but you know what they always say about a hungry fighter.
Well, it's good we're all set to make a night of it. I close up my joint tonight, and I feel like playing like they haven't been letting me.
You know, kid, Benny phoned to expect you here, and we were just going to leave word with Joe the waiter where we'd be. You see, we can't stay here.
Why? What's up?
Oh, nothing much. One of the fellows in this band is having a little girl trouble, and he didn't want to bring her here. She used to go with a torpedo who runs this place.
Oh. Are we waiting for these guys to get through?
Yeah, this is the last set.
Well, I don't know what's planned, but I want to hear some of the blues that gal does you cut those records with.
Well, she isn't working right now, but I think she'll be there tonight. We're going across town to hear some of Arthur's piano. They kick most of the customers out of that place when things get noisy, and we have the joint to ourselves for the rest of the night.
Oh, swell. Eddie, are you planning on staying? You know, you and Ben are the only guys I know in town, except the fellows that came up with me. I think they went over to hear Arthur, too, but... Well, I feel lost when I don't know anybody.
Yeah, this is my gang, and brother, I'm included in on everything. And besides, I've left word that you're coming, and pretty soon you'll know everybody this side of the loop.
Oh, thanks, pal.
I'm glad to have you along, kid. Well,
thanks.
We'll go out the front way. The guys in this van will be over in a few minutes. Come on, gang. We can take one more on the big clothes job.
Okay.
Grab Charlie so we can get him out quick.
All right.
And try not to let the world know we're leaving.
Why the secrecy?
That torpedoes ain't fun. We have to work for them, but when it's relaxation I'm out for, I don't like to think of the guy next to me having a shoulder holster and a nervous habit.
And the talk about this town isn't hooey.
Oh, a lot of it is. But these leeches latch themselves on, and friendship sometimes leads to silver caskets.
Make mine in the shape of silver dollars, if you please.
Hey, Charlie, come here. This is Butt. The kid Benny told you about, you know?
Oh, how's it, kid?
Copacetic, Chess. Oh, you sure played good.
I'm going to play better over now. Says, hey, you ready, fellas?
Yeah, come sure. on.
Come on. Hey, you know, the punk was here early this evening, and he asked some of the guys in the band if they'd seen me with his baby. His baby, he called her. Well, they all said I'd been taking care of a sick brother, but I don't think he's a guy with much of a trust in nature.
Ah, forget him. Being tough is his business, and this is a matter of love. The two don't mix, I hope.
Yeah, I hope. But I guess the really happy guys are the ones who go home to the tapioca every night.
Yeah.
What would you do with that?
Hey, you know, I think in about 2 weeks I'd miss the train on purpose. Hey, come on. Let's go over to Arthur's. This flea bag's getting on my nerves. Hey, come on.
Since I was a little kid, I've been playing on my horn.
Yeah, kid?
Well, I worked around some a couple of years since I left Iowa, but this is the first time I've really thought I couldn't play this.
Well, I just heard.
Oh, sure, I know how to play after a fashion, but what I play ain't what I want. In this music, we can get our kicks, but there's more inside of me, inside my horn, than I'm able to make come out.
Oh, there are notes and figures that just aren't on the horn, you know.
But they're in me, Eddie.
Well, what's to be done?
I don't know. I just got the blues about it and thought I'd try to tell you that I don't think I'm ready for much work. And I think I stink.
Kid, I heard your horn, and brother, you play the way I like to hear music sound. All that you've said in the past couple of minutes can be heard in your music.
Blues. That's what I got, and that's just about all I want to play.
Hey, here comes Bessie. I told you she'd be here.
Is that the one who sings on those records?
Yeah, she wanted you for that date we had, too. Benny mentioned you, and she said she'd like to have you come up.
Hello, Eddie. Hello, Buck.
Hello, ma'am.
You know the kid, Bessie?
No, but I just heard him play.
I saw you watching. I didn't know it was you, though. Gosh, I can't tell you how much I'm pleased to meet you.
Well, if I knew how to speak like that, maybe I wouldn't sing.
Maybe you wouldn't live if you couldn't sing.
But I'll sing whenever you want if you'll play your horn some more.
What about some blues?
I'm for that.
I'm for that, too.
You know, this is the first time I've ever heard you, except for those wonderful records.
Baby, if you want to hear the blues, I'll sing them.
How's about now?
Sure.
I went out to the racetrack, my man, he won. Give my money to another gal, didn't give me none. Oh, you don't know, you don't know my mind.
That kid sure can play.
Well, I
see. He seems to know what we all feel.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder where my gal is. I thought I should have picked her up, but she wasn't at the table with the gang when I came in.
She'll be here. Relax.
Yeah, with music like that, you asked me to relax.
Trouble, that's life. And who can relax about life?
Honey, you see me laughing, laughing just to keep from crying.
Fine, kid.
Oh, what's with you that you say it's fine? She sings what's fine. My horn's close to the sound of the voice, but just doesn't have what it takes.
Hey, Charlie, you better duck. Look who's coming.
Listen, guy, I told you to stay away from my girl.
Well, now, look, take it easy. You waited outside and came in with her, didn't you? What are you trying to do, scare me?
Smart people know when to be scared, punk. I told you to leave her alone.
Yeah, well, I think she ought to have something to say about this.
This is between you and me, brother. And I mean to see that it's just me.
So what are you going
to
do about it?
I didn't come down here to fight, stupid. I came to try and get it through your thick skull. And it looks like maybe it's going to take some solid knocking for you to see that I mean it.
Yeah, well, I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Hey! Anybody get hit?
Yeah. The kid. But
hurt bad?
Just about as bad as he could be. Mister, it's people who died with their ideas half expressed. People who died with the blues in their stomachs. They played or sang the blues, and 3 weeks later a band might leave town, and in it there might be a guy who was crazy with one strain. And then in another town somebody else would hear him play it. And then, well...
You know something?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just heard the Columbia Workshops production of Midnight Blue, written by James Caleb Beach, starring Myron McCormick as Eddie and Jim Backus as the man he told the story to. The dramatic musical score was written and conducted by Van Cleve. Meyer Alexander sang and played Eddie's songs, and Perry Lafferty directed. Next Sunday, the workshop will be heard at 3:00 Eastern Wartime, a half hour later than the regular period. Torpedoes are deadly weapons, so are rumors. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.